Okay. Are we settled? I'm gonna steal your time tonight and speak of the things that really matter. The conversation that I believe will be more important to Shingrai given where she is now. Shingi is not worried about the things that we worry about anymore. She has a different language. She has a different conversation where she is. And we have to rise to that level of conversation. If we are really going to have any comfort, because we also are on the same journey. We are all in the departure lounge. We have our boarding passes. And Shingi just made a flight to eternity. And we are still holding our boarding passes. Some will board tonight. Tomorrow morning, next week, next year, everybody is on this journey. So we need to help each other with the proper understanding of the things that really matter, our salvation. So the Lord has given me words to share with you all and everyone who has been following across the world, both through my ministry. I made a lot of people aware, or the Lord made a lot of people aware, that there's a sister by the name of Shingrai Dosa, and that she was going through a lot of suffering, but even more importantly, that she was of Christ. And that's the reason why I'm here to speak to you on behalf of the Lord. For our text, we are going to be in 1 Corinthians 15. It's a big chapter, but I decided to just work our teaching from verses 50 to 58. It is the most blessed thing to have a friend who comes and speaks to the matter of your salvation from your own house. Shingi is very blessed. I did not think that this is what I would be doing for her, to come and speak like this. 1 Corinthians 15:50 to 58. The Apostle Paul, by the Holy Spirit, said, "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." And that's the word of the Lord. Let's go before him and ask for his blessing. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, we come again as your servants, as your people who are here because of Shinki, here because of Christ. We thank you for this hour that you've appointed and allowed the heavens to witness the telling of the truth of Christ Jesus. Lord, help us to hear. Help us to speak. Lord, comfort us by your word. Speak to our hearts in a way that you alone are able to speak, and comfort us with the comfort of Christ that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Lord. May you speak to your people. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I've titled this message, I've given it three titles. Originally, it was Flesh and Blood Cannot Inherit Eternal Life. And then it was going to be carried with the title Rest in Peace. Rest in Peace. But the main title is going to be From Dust to Glory. From Dust to Glory. So I come again to complete the series of messages that I started since Shinki discovered that she was not well. And each time I came up here, I delivered a message. And it is fair and safe that I should also conclude my message as Shinki has concluded her own sojourn, her own life in this world. Shinki concluded her sojourn in Christ. So we should conclude the conversation around her, around Christ. So this is what God has done. God has finished writing Shinki's book in this world. He has closed the pages. If you have to read more about Shinki, you can only read it in Christ, because those pages of Christ never close. They never end. So that's where we need to go to understand where Shinki is and what hope she has, even ourselves. So we're gathered here because of Shinki, but not because of Shinki. We're gathered here because of God and because of Christ, because the matter of life and death is a matter of Christ Jesus. It is his determination and judgment to make. And so we have celebrated and shall continue to celebrate the life of Shinki. But we need again to know that Shinki has a different life. She has a different address. She has a different zip code. She does not receive mail from our regular mailboxes anymore. She is in a different space. And in this space, we only get insight through the person of Christ Jesus. And so if we should really remember Shinki correctly, and if God would allow her to listen to our conversation, allow Shinki to listen to our conversation, we should talk about Jesus. Because whatever she did here and where she is now is because of Christ alone. In heaven, beloved, as we heard from Pastor Paul, they talk about Jesus. And this is the language that Shinki now understands well and way better than all of us. And if we miss this point in our celebration, then our celebration is in vain, as I shall soon explain. I'm hoping not to take too much of your time. And so I'll speak to the matter that is needful. Again, we are here because of something that happened to our beloved sister, friend, mother, daughter. And that something was something that we could not stop or prevent. Not with our prayers, not with our best wishes. And that something is death. And we all have an appointment with death. And it cannot be cheated. The ratio is still 1 to 1. Sincerely, at this moment, we should not be mourning for Shingrai, but for ourselves, because Shingrai has run a race. We are yet to travel the distance that Shingi has traveled. Shingi fought the good fight. She finished the race. She kept the faith to the end, and I am witness to it because I spoke to her. Shingrai, the full name, is actually an exhortation to keep pressing to the end. And this is what she did, even in keeping with the name Shingrai, to the end. She kept the faith right to the end. But we need to work more understanding on how God has proposed to deal with the matter of your eternal state and mine. And Shingi does not need this message. At this point of her life, she does not need this message because she knows very well. But we all do. We desperately need to know the way that we shall exit in the hour, in the second that God shall call us. Apostle Paul, by the Holy Spirit, speaking on the matter of the resurrection of the dead, and especially of the Lord Jesus Christ, said, Christ is the only hope for the sinner. Christ is the only hope for the sinner. And I do hope that we all know that we are sinners. We are not good people. Not as far as God is concerned. We are not good people. We are sinners. But we have good news for sinners. So as Apostle Paul is writing this part of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, there were some people in his hearing, in his audience, even now, who denied the resurrection of the Lord Jesus and said, oh, that was false. But Paul said, verse 16, that tells you we are in our text. For if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. If the dead do not rise, then Christ also did not rise. And if the resurrection of Christ did not happen, then your faith and mine is empty. It is useless hope. We are wasting our time. And not only that, we are still in your sins. And that means we are still condemned to go to hell if Christ did not rise. If Christ did not rise, we could never see again in all of eternity the body of Shingrai that was planted into the ground today. Don't be afraid of the planting of the body of Shingrai. God has already spoken to it. What is that saying? He's saying that the death and resurrection of Christ is the only event that divides the dead from the living. Those who are righteous before God and those that are condemned. It is the death of Christ alone that made satisfaction for the sins of his people. The death of Christ, the cross of Christ, the blood of Christ, the shedding of it was for the remission of the sins of his people When Christ died, he died to cancel our sin debt. To cancel. To put our sin in remission. And that's the language that we all associate with cancer. When they say cancer is in remission, they're saying someone has it, but it is not endangering them. So when God says our sins are in remission, he is saying we are still sinners, but our sins do not condemn us anymore because of Christ. So if your sin is not canceled, then you remain condemned by God no matter how good you think you are. This is very important to hear. But let's go to our text again. Verse 20 and 21 of 1 Corinthians 15. But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. Death came by the one man, Adam, when he sinned in the Garden of Eden. And death spread to all men because we were constituted as sinners in him. But in Christ, those who are in Christ have been made alive by him. So Christ died and resurrected as the first fruits, as the first installment or down payment of the resurrection to follow of all his people, including all of us who believe. But this is what happened first. In Adam, all men sinned and died. This is the reason why everyone dies. And for this death to be removed, another man, a righteous man, Christ Jesus, had to come and die to make payment, to make satisfaction of what Adam had done so as to reverse it, so as to remove it. And so Christ came and replaced what was in Adam. Where there was death in Adam, he put his life, hence the empty grave, the resurrection. And where there was sin, Christ put his own righteousness, his perfect righteousness. So what that is saying is, hear me, someone. What that is saying is, what matters then is in which Adam are you in? If you remain in the first Adam, you are condemned. You are still under sin. God will send you to hell. But if God has translated you into Christ by faith, you shall live. That is the simplicity of the transaction. It is all of God's doing, and this was God's purpose. And now we'll skip to verse 50. Verse 50 of 1 Corinthians 15. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. We have to know and understand what that means. Flesh and blood is you and me as we stand here and now. We cannot enter into God's presence. Flesh and blood is you as you stand in the man of the dust called Adam. Flesh and blood is the sinful you and me. And Paul qualified it further and said, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. So flesh and blood is connected with corruption. That is all we are, my dear friends. We are corrupt people. And corruption cannot inherit incorruption. It cannot inherit eternal life. It cannot be entitled to any blessing of God. And God says, in this state, it is impossible for us to enter his kingdom. And there's nothing that can be done to improve flesh and blood to make it acceptable to God. There's nothing that you can do to make it right between you and God at this moment. Not anything that you can do will make you right before God. There's no prayer. There's no amount of fasting that will make you fit for heaven. There's no amount of makeup to make you look good to God. You can get all the foundation cream on planet Earth. You still won't be good enough for heaven. Okay? So it doesn't matter what people may say about you and for you before God. None is able to help. And it is customary to say, in this hour, rest in eternal peace. To those who have died, people have a tendency to put people in heaven. It is yes and no when it comes to rest in peace. Yes, it may give us some sense of comfort and peace, but that is not how things work. That's not how God has proposed to deal with the matter. Eternal peace cannot be wished upon a person by mere words of those who are flesh and blood. God will not accept those words. Why? Because God has his own way. He has made peace in his own way. In the way that pleases him. In the way that honors him. In the way that satisfies him. So flesh and blood has to be made just before God. Before peace can be pronounced on them. It is God who pronounces peace on us. Grace, peace, and mercy. If you read your Bible, pay attention to the New Testament. When the New Testament talks of peace, it begins with grace. Because there's no peace where there's no grace or mercy from God. So flesh and blood must be justified before God. Flesh and blood must pay for all their sins to God's satisfaction. But do not think ever that you are able to do it. It is not possible by you, but what is impossible with man is possible with God. Romans 3:20. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. No person shall be made righteous before God by anything that they did or are doing in this life. The text says, no flesh will be justified in his sight by any good deeds. So that is your problem and mine. This is our real problem. Our real problem, beloved, is not the mortgage payments, is not lack of money. Our real problem is, how do we approach the Holy One? On the moment that he shall call to meet with us, how do we approach him? And that is why we need to celebrate our sister and friend in the proper light of things, the light of Christ, whom Paul, again, said Colossians 1, if you will, you can go to Colossians 1, 19 to 22. Apostle Paul said, "For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, see they by him and by him, having made peace through the blood of his cross. And you who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. It is by Christ alone that reconciliation between God and sinners has been made." How did that happen? The text says, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Do you see where God is taking the conversation of our peace with him, our reconciliation with him? He's taking the conversation away from us to the person of Christ and to the event that happened on Mount Calvary, the shedding of the blood of Christ. But why Christ? Verse 21, Colossians, "And you who were once alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works," alienated, separated from God, enemies to God in our minds by wicked works, flesh and blood, that is you and your problem. That's who we are by nature, your mind and wicked works. That's our problem. All that we can do by ourselves can only cause alienation from God because it is unrighteous. But this is what God has done. He has reconciled us to himself. He has made peace with us through Christ, through the blood of his cross. That is the only way peace has been made and can be made. Apart from Christ, beloved, there's no resting in peace. It is a lie. There's no peace outside of Christ. Apart from Christ, Shingi could have no rest or peace. She would have been better off remaining where we are here and now. And this is why I said we cannot celebrate the life of Shingi apart from Christ Jesus, because we would have nothing to celebrate. But what did the blood of Christ do? Still in Colossians 1, "Yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight." If you could underline something, that's something to underline. The blood has reconciled. And reconciliation means there's no more war between Shingi and God. Not only that, Christ has presented her as holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. Now that is scandalous to me, because I know my sister, I know Shingi for 27 years. Shingi was not blameless. She was not holy. Not in her person. She was not above reproach. She was a sinner just like you and me. And God says, yes, that's true. But something happened. Because of Christ, she is holy. She is blameless, which means she doesn't have to answer for a single thing before God. She is above reproach. And you may want to bring a charge against her, to blame her now about something that she did not do. But God says she cannot be impeached. She is a non-sticky pan. You know those Teflon pans? Non-sticky. You can cook in them, fry in them, but nothing sticks. Why? Because God has clothed her with perfection. No flaw in perfection. There's no spot. There's no wrinkle. Above reproach in God's sight. That is where she is. And that is amazing stuff to me. For God to come and say, I am blameless. But I know me. So this is very unbelievable. But that is the way things stand here and now. Because ultimately you are only what God says you are. If God says you are wicked, there's no way to clean up things. If God says you're wicked, you're wicked. It doesn't matter how righteous you try to be, it does not change. But when God comes on your side and says you're righteous, you're holy, you're blameless, there's nothing that you can do to undo that either. So Shingi is blameless. Sorobi is holy. And above reproach. Not because she was a very good person to me or to you. Not at all. Because of the righteousness that God has given her freely by His grace. And if you could see her now, you'd be amazed. You would look very terrible and dirty, even in your best clothes, because Shingi is a glorified person. She is righteous because of God's grace. She is beaming with life that you have never seen. Not the lifeless body that you saw. That's not Shingi anymore. That was just a shell. The person of Shingrai is gone. Shingi is not in that shell. Shingi is gone. She's not there. So Shingi was translated here by death. Even if she was healthy, it would still be bad that she would continue here in this life. Because even if you live another 1,000 years or 20,000 years, it is bad that you should continue to live here. It's not good to live here. Because this is the place of those that God calls flesh and blood. This is the place of the dead where people live by eating dead things. What did you do tonight for dinner? You had to cook everything. When you cook things, you're killing them. So you have dead fish, dead cows, cooked fried vegetables, boiled milk, everything is dead. This place is the place of the dead. That's why we have cemeteries. And there's one thing that you never find in heaven. There's no cemetery in heaven. Okay? So there's no life here. So death has to happen. We need to understand the matter of death. Because death is not by accident. Death has to happen. So that this corruption may be put to an end, it has to come to an end. It has an expiration date. And that is why our beloved Shingi died and was buried. all that which is corrupt must remain behind. It cannot enter the place of incorruption. You have to take off your dirty clothes and dirty shoes. And that is what Christ has done for her. He took off her dirty clothes and clothed her with his clean clothes. In this house, people have been coming in and taking off their shoes. So Shingrai took off her shoes and left her body here. Take off your ill-fitting shoes. And in the past few months, Shingi's body had become to her like an ill-fitting shoe. Very painful to walk in. She could not bear it anymore, and she was very glad to take it off. She was very glad to take it off, that even her daughter, Majita, made a similar observation and said, I'm happy that my mom is not suffering anymore. She saw it, even at a level of understanding, that her mom was carrying, now wearing an ill-fitting, painful shoe, painful body. And so she had to take it off. And that's what God did. But this is what God said would happen. Verse 51 of 1 Corinthians 15. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. God has a plan to raise this same corruptible body. And the dead, the flesh and blood of the dead, shall be raised in the resurrection, raised incorruptible, raised in power, with the power of Christ, and cannot be corrupted ever again by sin, not by sickness or death. And Shingrai has passed this first stage, the bearing of the corruptible. We are next. We are yet to shed off the corruption of this flesh. Verse 53. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. This corruptible flesh that succumbs to sin, to sickness, to death, must put on incorruption and immortality. This is what God determined to be the process of us coming to Him. That is the process. So Shingi is only going through the process that God has determined we all who are in Christ have to go through. Verse 54. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. When this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then what? Death is swallowed up in victory. And that is coming from Isaiah chapter 25, 6 to 9. If you can go there, let's go there with me. Isaiah 25. Verses 6 to 9. This is what God says through the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah 25, verse 6. And in this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of choice pieces, A feast of wines on the lees of fat things full of marrow, of well-refined wines on the lees. And he will destroy on this mountain the surface of the covering cast over all people and the veil that is spread over all nations. What is that covering that is cast over all the people? The veil that is spread on all nations, that is death. That is death. Death will be destroyed on this mountain, God says, it shall be destroyed on this mountain, not at the Wisconsin hospital. That is not the place where death is destroyed. But on this particular mountain, God says, death shall be removed. And that mountain was in reference to Mount Calvary. Death cannot be destroyed with chemo, but only on this mountain. Golgotha is the mountain where death was destroyed. Verse 8, he will swallow up death forever. Did you hear that? He will swallow up death forever. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. Tears of the redeemed wiped away by him. That's the hope of the redeemed. No more tears. The rebuke of his people, God shall remove the rebuke of his people. That is God's wrath and judgment on his people. He will remove it and has removed it. He will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. For the Lord has spoken, and he will do it. And it will be said, verse 9, in that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. Shall we wait for our God? Because we know he will save us from all things, from our tears, from our fears, from our worries. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. We'll be glad and rejoice in his salvation. And that means there's no rejoicing in the life of Shingi without rejoicing in God's salvation in Christ. It will be a vain celebration, an empty rejoicing, knowing especially what she knows now. She would agree with me that a rejoicing apart from celebrating in God's salvation is an empty celebration. She would agree with these words. And that is the only way for the flesh to overcome death. By being raised in power, being raised incorruptible, and being clothed with immortality. And death is the last enemy to be destroyed. If you read the whole chapter of 1 Corinthians 15, it's going to tell you that death is the last enemy to be destroyed. Why? Because death is how God brings those who are his people to himself. It becomes now just a means of transportation to glory. So death is the last bus or train to be grounded, to run out of fuel. And so when it has been grounded at God's command, what is the happy dance song? Verse 55, 1 Corinthians 15, O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The apparent victories of sin that shows itself in our sickness and in our death, coming from the Garden of Eden because of the devil. Yeah? Over the tree, sin and death came by something that was on a tree. Something that God has said not to eat, a fruit that was hanging on a tree. Adam and Eve ate, and sin and death came. But they were reversed by another hanging like a fruit on another tree on Mount Calvary. Did you hear me? Sin and death came by something that was hanging on a tree, and life and forgiveness of sins and salvation came by another hanging on a tree on Mount Calvary, the Lord Jesus. That's the connection. So death, where is your sting with the venom? Because Christ removed the sting and the venom. Oh Hades, oh grave, where is your victory? There's no victory for the grave. No victory for death. No victory for those who are not in Christ. There's no happy dance. This happy dance of the victory of the death that has been swallowed is only for the people of God. So no victory for sin, no victory for death, not today. There was no victory for death today. There's no victory for death tomorrow. There was no victory for death on the 8th of August. That was not a victory of death. Shingrai has not been overcome by death. It is too late for that because of Christ, who came and overcame death on her behalf and us. Shingi is in glory, singing the jiggy dance, the sorobi way, and saying, death, where is your sting? I am here. Where is your sting? What did you do to me? Because I am here in glory. Where is your sting? Show it to me now. Where is your victory? Because she has the victory. It is she who has had the last laugh. And she laughs the best. Again, the Shingi way, with their head looking up. Ever saw Shingi laughing hard? She would laugh with her head up like it's gonna snap backwards. That's the Shingi way of laughing. And she is laughing at death, because death did not do anything to her. She is in glory with the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, her Maker. But then from this happy dance, we're almost done. Paul digresses to give the theological understanding of how death came about. He tells us what the sting is and says, verse 56 of 1 Corinthians 15, the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Sin brings death. That's God's judgment. The soul that sins, it must die. As I said, the one sin of Adam brought death to all. And if you think about it, it would seem like God was very harsh. He's just eating from a tree, just grabbing one fruit from a tree, and yet just for that one act, it brought corruption, suffering, sin, death, sickness. All these things came from that one act of disobedience. And what is that saying? It is saying that even 1 second of sin is enough to separate you from God. 1 second. 1 second of sin is enough to condemn you for all of eternity. That's how serious God is with sin. And that is how serious God is with the person of Christ Jesus. Adam and Eve did not eat a truckload of fruits. Just one. And that was enough. But Paul says the power of sin, the strength of sin, is the law. The very law that people claim to be doing. People say, oh, we are doing the Ten Commandments. No, you are not doing the Ten Commandments. You cannot do the Ten Commandments. Only Christ did the Ten Commandments. Because the nature of the law is such that if you miss one point of the law, you are guilty of the whole law. You are guilty of the whole law. For instance, if you steal, God says, oh, by the way, you are guilty of murder. You are guilty of adultery. You are guilty of covetousness. And the law has more than the Ten Commandments. It has 613 commandments. And if you miss one of them for 1 second, God says you are condemned. So the power of sin is in the law. The law is bad for a sinner. Because we always break it. The law demands of you and me something that we cannot give it. We cannot give the law what it demands. The law demands perfection. And those who are flesh and blood cannot give perfection. God alone can give the law what the law demands. And that's what Christ did. That's why Christ is so important to us. Okay? So there's no hope for a sinner. In law keeping, there's only condemnation. Verse 57, and we have one more verse. Paul says, but thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to who? To God. Thanks be to God. When it comes to the matter of your salvation, the conversation can only be around the person of Jesus, not the person of Mary. Please don't do that. Mary cannot redeem you because she's not God. Mary needed redemption, just like you and me. Mary was born in Adam. She needed Christ to save her. Only the person of Christ goes into the conversation of your salvation. But why do we give thanks to God tonight? The text says, who gives us the victory? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. So the victory that we possess is through the person of Christ and no other. There's no other person who gives you victory to approach God. That is what we are celebrating here and now, to thank God for the victory that he has given even to our dearest and beloved Shingirai over sin and death. That's their celebration. That's why I'm not crying. I should have been crying. But God has given me understanding of the transaction. Shingirai has victory. Why would you cry for someone who has victory? Someone who, if someone wins the lottery of $2 billion, are you crying for them? Or are you going to be happy for them? You're going to have to be happy for Shingirai. You're going to have to be happy and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for revealing yourself to our beloved sister, that she may know the way of true life and blessing, the victory through Christ. We thank God tonight for the life that Shingi now possesses, a life that cannot be taken away by anything. She shall not experience death ever again. I do not believe that at this hour she wishes to be back here. Not for any sum of money. You could not give the whole world to Shingarai in this hour and have her say, oh, I'm going back to Wisconsin. There's no way. She's not coming back. She would rather be with Jesus, which Paul said is much better and is gain, beholding the glory of her Savior. Verse 58. That's our last verse. Therefore, my beloved brethren, my beloved brothers and sisters, given everything that has been said, because therefore is making a conclusion. If you have understood what God has spoken, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Your labor is not in vain. Be steadfast, immovable in your faith, all the way to the end. And Shingarai Chirisa Dosa, my dear friend and sister, my homework assignment partner, because of Christ, I can safely say, rest in power. Rest in peace. But there's a basis for me to say that. Rest and rejoice in Christ Jesus. Shingi is not on 60 Canada Drive anymore, Breastside, the only address that I remember. Is it 46? 46. Canada Drive. Anymore. She is at a better location. May God be praised for Shingi and his salvation. God be praised for what he did for us, to us, through the life of Shingarai, as the family, as the friends. Whatever gifts that God gave were for our enjoyment. And so we miss all that God was working for us through her. May God be praised for his glory, even in our own salvation, all who are numbered in Christ. Till we meet again in Christ, and because of Christ, we meet to part, and we part to meet again. We'll see you later. Rest in peace. Mudikani. Rest in peace, beloved. Because as you would say, as she would say, the just shall live by faith. And that is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And amen.
Amen.
Amen. We are done. Let's just do one song and I'll be completely done. You can find it on your phones if you don't know it offhand. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. If you found it, say amen. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon, this I sing, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing, this my plea, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Now, oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can for sin atone, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not of good that I have done, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope and peace, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Now by things I'll overcome, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Now by this I'll reach my home, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. 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 Our Heavenly Father, Lord, may you hear us for the sake of Christ. We thank you for this hour. May you grant peace and comfort to all of us, praying especially for the children, praying for Antoine, praying for Grandma. Have mercy upon us all. May you comfort us with the comfort of Christ. We honor you, glorify you. We pray for all those who shall be traveling for safe travels. Be with them, continue to minister to them the truth of Christ and comfort. We thank you. We honor you in Jesus' name. Amen.